Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Testing.
Testing.
Yes.
Yes.
Babe, can you close this door? All right. I'm not going to keep it that long. I'm not going to go that long. Because people have been talking shit about my intro, saying my intros is too long and all that bullshit. But guess what? I like my goddamn intro. Shit. Give a damn if my intro too long. Hold on. Let me set this shit up real quick. How's everybody doing tonight? I know some of y'all are like, Armand, why the hell are you live right now? Why are you making this video right now when it's part two and three and shit is on? Well, goddammit, I live on the West Coast in California, Northern California to be exact, so we get shit late over here because I definitely don't have DirecTV. That's why. But no. So if you are a returning subscriber, shout out to you. Welcome back. You know how this shit go over here. Some shit might shut down, some shit might cut off, but you know we're going to get into some things. And if you are a new watcher, or you just come in here because you're searching R. Kelly, well, welcome, and hopefully by the end of this video, it might be a little lengthy. I'm not really too sure, just depending on what the conversation give. Hopefully, you decide on subscribing, and, you know, welcome. Oh, my God. Okay, so now that we got all that out the way, oh, my God. So, wow. So, well, I'm just kind of like at a loss for words because I'll be honest with you. And I want to be honest with everybody. I just want to make sure y'all can all hear me. I almost wasn't going to do this video. I was not going to do this video because I did not really want to get into it with nobody. Okay? Because I feel how I feel. And I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to lose a lot of people. And I didn't want to sit here and argue with a bunch of motherfuckers on the internet all damn night. But a lot of you guys have been requesting me to talk about this. And so I'm telling you, I didn't go and do a deep dive of research. But I watched the show and I've seen things online from time to time. And I've just came with my opinion. So what I'm going to tell you guys here is nothing. Nothing here is what I'm saying to be factual, okay? This is all my opinion, okay? So where do I want to start? Okay, so R. Kelly, we all know that R. Kelly is a monster, okay? R. Kelly is trash. I was very uncomfortable watching it. I haven't really listened to R. Kelly in a long, long time. I was very uncomfortable watching it and hearing some of the things that he's done. And I really do think that he has a problem. And I think that we can all agree upon that. But my issue is, and Lifetime did a hell of a job spinning and pushing their narrative forward. I mean, they made R. Kelly look awful. And here's the thing. I'm not going to be one of those people that are like, oh, they're trying to take another black man down. Because, listen, if a fart stinks and a dog can bark, then R. Kelly did something to these women. It's no doubt in my mind that R. Kelly was not sleeping around with underage women or girls. But the issue that I'm having with all of this shit is, why are we acting as though, number one, a lot of these underage girls were not willing to do the shit, you know, although it's wrong. And even more so, them willing to do it, the parents of these young girls were allowing the shit to take place as well. And all the other adults around that were making money from working with R. Kelly was allowing the bullshit too. And now that there's a TV special and a TV deal, everybody wants to speak the fuck out. Now you have a brother that is, you know, in my opinion, because, well, let's start there. Let me start there, because that's the one that got me. This is the one that got me first, right here. This is the one that really got me first. I'm gonna be real with you. This is the one that got me first. This one right here. This man, literally, this man has, in my opinion, has his own fucking clout chasing agenda. Like, I'm sorry. I feel as though this man has an agenda. This man has literally interviewed with half of YouTube before and after the documentary. Look it up. Yeah, he's done several interviews talking about R. Kelly. Not to mention, he's also came out with a fucking book. So to me, this seems as though, well, let's just pull the other one up too. Let's just pull the two family members that's deciding to speak out. Let's just pull them up and let's get into what would make them speak out. Okay, so you got the jailbird here, and then you got the clout chaser, which none of them have any teeth. So this one up here is on doing YouTube interviews with everybody, doing the same word, same tears, same crying bullshit. This one right here, he just want a break from being in jail. Now, why do I say that? Okay. So and they probably must have promised him some shit like, you know, you speak out, we'll get you this, we'll shorten your time or whatever the case may be. So let's start with the dude up top. I personally feel as though R. Kelly, they feel the way towards R. Kelly. The baby brother wanted to be an artist too. If you do your research on him, at one point he wanted to be a singer, and he has a rap name. He was like wanted to be a rapper or a singer. It didn't take off for him, okay? The other brother, I don't know too much about him, but you can obviously see where his life ended up. So to me, it seems as though these look like two niggas that got cut off. R. Kelly said, I'm not taking care of y'all, or they felt like he was supposed to bring them along, and for whatever reason, he didn't. And so now they have an opportunity, so they're going to use it to their benefit because they're like, you know, fuck R. Kelly, because I think, which one was it? I think the one in jail was kind of like, well, once he got famous, he was gone. He changed. And even this one right here was just like, oh, he got that deal, and that's when everything changed. When people speak like that, it's not just they change like, oh, his desire in women and what he liked changed. You mean he changed in a sense to where he was no longer the same person that you're used to. And so I personally think that his two family members, his two brothers, I mean, look at him. Do you ever see R. Kelly in any photos or videos or anything with them? Do they look like they're anywhere in R. Kelly's camp, or do they look like they have ever been? No, but they're R. Kelly's brother. So at by default, you always are going to have a role in hip-hop, R&B, the industry in general, because you're attached to a mega superstar. Especially the one up top. I mean, he did an interview with everybody and wrote a book. My thing is this. You could disagree with what your brother did and said. And honestly, don't use R. Kelly to speak out about your molestation. Like, this brother up here is using R. Kelly to speak about his personal issues. My thing is this. If that were to be one of my brothers and they was on TV or some bullshit came out like that and it was my brother, I would be over it. Even if I didn't fuck with him, I would just be like, you know what, I'm good. But I wouldn't want any involvement of it. I would sit from behind the scenes and watch the shit unfold on TV. There's no reason for me to be on national TV speaking out against my fucking brother at the end of the day. Even if I don't fuck with the nigga, like, it's just like, what is it going to do for you to speak out against your brother? It does absolutely nothing for him. But what, give you a few 15 minutes of fame? Why are you going on countless interviews with YouTubers and doing television shows and writing books all about R. Kelly? That shit, I don't fuck with that. There's some clout chasers. That baby brother is trash. That baby brother is trash and has zero credibility to me. Now, I'm not discrediting the fact that R. Kelly was scum of the earth, but at the end of the day, they're just as low because they're not doing this for the girls. They're not doing this for the 14-year-olds. This is self gain here. They're doing this for personal gain, if you ask me. So that's how I feel about those two jailbird. The jailbird and the clout chasing brother. They're both trash. That's how I feel about them. And so, and no one's going to be able to change my mind about that. Okay. Now another person that was really trash to me. Let me see if. Oh, I know I got her somewhere. Where is she at? Where is she at? Oh, my God. Where is she at? Because she is probably the most trash of them all. Right here. Okay. Now, watch this. So you mean to tell me, the music teacher, okay, you mean to tell me that you've been telling R. Kelly, well, first of all, she started off by saying, you know, R. Kelly was very sexual, even in the choir class. He was very sexual. He would sing sexual. Then she said that she would tell him, don't be that way. Then as he got older, she would tell him, don't be so, you can't be hanging around young girls. You can't be friends with these young girls. You can't be coming around here hanging out with these young girls. My dad, I didn't do a lot of research on it, but he also saved her from losing her house some way or another. So you guys can Google that up and fact check that if you want. But you mean to tell me you were so vocal in telling him his right and wrong and that he needs to stop being around young women and befriending young women and all of this stuff. And you've seen it. You've seen it since he was in high school. And this is the first time you're ever speaking out publicly. This is literally the first time. Okay. How much did they pay you? Because let's just be real here. If you knew R. Kelly was doing this shit 30 years ago, you knew he was on some weird shit in high school Why haven't you said anything until now? And you the music teacher. How much did they pay you? I don't get it. Like, so when I listen to her, I'm like, okay. She's really fucking with me. Because she over there told him, I told him not to do that. And I told him not. Okay, well, obviously he wasn't listening. And then once you realize he married a 15-year-old, shouldn't you have spoken out then? That shit was public information. But we're getting to that. 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 Because the point of this video right now is that we all know R. Kelly is trash. But what we're not going to do is ignore the fucking fact that these adults are just as much garbage as R. Kelly. And is this really about the 14-year-old girls, or is this about some type of check or a little bit of fame or some TV time? Or did R. Kelly not do something for them? All these people speaking out are that are close to him, used to work for him at one point, or are family members, or were affiliated with him in close proximity at one point, but are no longer working for him. So is that why you're speaking out? Because, you know, is he not paying you? Because it was all good for all of these years. Nobody said a motherfucking thing. Oh, but now, let's talk about it. It's all about the girls. But you knew, your old ass knew. You've been knowing since the beginning, and you just now saying something now when you got about 24 hours left to live. Shut your ass up. You don't give a damn about them little girls either. So she was trash, okay? She was definitely trash. The music producer. He was trash. Like, I just feel like everybody is trash. They all are trash to me. The music, I let the music producer slide a little bit, but it was kind of like, I just kind of laughed at the music producer because it was like, it was one of those situations where the music producer was like, well, I went to the studio and I walked downstairs and a girl was standing there butt naked and R. Kelly was filling on her booty. Okay, so I see what you're doing here. You're insinuating that feeling on your booty came from that moment right there because you was at the studio, a girl was standing there butt naked, and then he was feeling on her booty. So I guess that's when he wrote, feeling on your booty. But yet, if he was that comfortable to do shit like that in front of you, he's done it more than once. You've been to the studio. As a music producer, you know there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes in the studio. A lot of stuff. There's women. There's drugs. There's alcohol. There's a lot of shit that goes on in the studio. So, again, you let a lot of this shit slide. We've never heard you speak out until now. We've never heard you speak out until now. I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay, let's get to the meat and potatoes and everything. Oh, you know what? I didn't even get the real picture that I wanted to get. But let's get to the meat and potatoes of everything. Okay, so I gotta get that picture. I gotta get that picture. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me get that picture. Because we're about to get to R. Kelly and Aaliyah, okay? We got to get to that picture. And this picture, it just says so, it like speaks so much volume. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, it's like almost an eerie photo. Like, oh, it's so eerie, but it's like so interesting and intriguing. And it's just like, oh my God, how I wish to be 40 years old just so I could say I was there. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. If you guys haven't done so already, please make sure you guys like this video. I know we are talking about it a little bit behind others, but that's only because we are on the West Coast. So on the West Coast, we got to do things a little bit different, okay? All right, so let's get to this. Let's get to the tea, okay? Let's get to Aaliyah, okay? Wow, okay, so here's my thing with this. I think the industry, I think the mother up until now, and I think people in general, everyone loved and respected Aaliyah. And I think that they did a great job by keeping her legacy clean, you know, with her death. Like, okay, there's no dirt on her. And honestly, quite frankly, if you ask me, if you start trying to make up dirt on Aaliyah, I wouldn't believe you. Now, people are insinuating, you know, basically she was in on this because, you know, the age ain't nothing but a number. And that is so weird because I didn't know that it was about her, like a 15-year-old wanting to fuck a 30-year-old. Like, that's real sick. That's real sick. I never thought of that, that's where that song came from. But, okay. But what's interesting about this situation to me is if you look at Aaliyah, right, and this is why I feel like the mom is trash, Aaliyah's mom is trash, and everybody that was family members with Aaliyah was trash because I don't feel like Aaliyah had a chance. Look at her. Like, and there's multiple pictures online. She never looked, like, happy. You know, although she was together with him, I don't feel like she actually knew 100% what she was doing. I feel like a little bit of her was, like, sold in a way. And so the mom speaking out saying she never knew, or she was always with Aaliyah and R. Kelly, and she was on tour with them and all of these things. Girl, you're lying. Well, it's just as simple as, bitch, where were you? Are you? Where are you there when they got matching outfits on? As a mother, why would you let your daughter be wearing matching outfits with a 27-year-old man and she's 14 years old? Matching outfits is too much of a hint that we doing more than matching outfits. Okay? When boys and girls start matching outfits, they doing more than that. Okay? I don't give a fuck what you talking about. So I feel like Aaliyah didn't really have a chance. And I felt like she was promised this career. She got it. R. Kelly seen her and was like, wow, I love her. Like, she's beautiful. She's a talent. She's rising. The mom, I'm not sure what the deal was, because I don't really know in its entirety, but they were saying that that the mom's brother was R. Kelly's manager or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. This is a loaded motherfucking topic. And he's the one that introduced Aaliyah to R. Kelly, which is so weird because I feel like that's a thing. Introduce the young girl to R. Kelly, and then, like, what did you get out of introducing her? It was almost like she was a sacrifice. Like, okay, we'll give you Aaliyah and you give us the royalty to your music. We give you Aaliyah, you make sure that we're taken care of. You will sacrifice my daughter. And then I felt like the mom knew, but the mom didn't want it to be connected back to her. So let me give Aaliyah to the uncle. And then the uncle was like, all right, I'm going to introduce you to R. Kelly. And R. Kelly, do what you do, but make sure we get paid. Honestly, I feel like if Aaliyah was alive, she would be the key to this story. And I think she would have honestly spoken out, because at some point she ended up breaking free. and on to blossom into a beautiful career. But I do think that there were some things that she was holding back. She didn't want to really discuss at that point. But honestly, she was at the height of her career when she died. So at that point, I don't feel like she's thinking about the abuse that she went through with R. Kelly. And to be honest, perfectly honest with you, I don't think R. Kelly really abused Aaliyah. I think it was more so she was just mind fucked by this man. Like, he mind fucked her. Like, look at this picture. It's so fucking weird. Like, bitch, even if y'all are together, why do you look like that? You look confused, scared, stuck, unsure, but you're there. He's right there. That's crazy. Yeah, that looks like. Somebody said she looks mad at her mom. Yeah, she looks like something ain't right. So, okay, so we got that part. And I don't like what R. Kelly did to Aaliyah, because it's clear as day that he married her. And then the mom had to know about it. And then they were saying that Aaliyah was allegedly pregnant. Now, I believe the assistant. Now, let's get into the assistant. Let's get into the assistant. Let me see 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 if I can pull that up for y'all real quick. Where the fuck is the assistant? Okay. So, here's the assistant with his old ass. So, now we have the assistant. But my whole thing is this. The assistant, this man has immediately went and picked up, informed young girls that R. Kelly was at the high school. Remember, R. Kelly would go to the high school, allegedly, and then look for the young girls. The assistant said that he would be the one to go tell the girls that R. Kelly was here, number one. Number two, he's saying that R. Kelly, well, first he insinuated that they was together because he said he would walk behind R. Kelly and Aaliyah, and they would be real silly. Then it came out that he said that R. Kelly called him one day and said that Aaliyah might be pregnant, which I believe. The assistant, I believe the assistant was stupid. The assistant wanted to keep his job. And so the assistant was doing everything he was told because he was like, well, shit, I'm with one of the biggest guys in the world. But at the same time, you older than R. Kelly and Aaliyah, and your grown ass ain't going to be like, this ain't right. You're not going to tell anybody that this 14-year-old girl is pregnant and now he's about to marry her and you done forged the signatures? You married them and you ain't in jail? Why the fuck are you talking? You just as bad as R. Kelly. How you on here talking about R. Kelly when you facilitated half the bullshit? And you older than everybody. Are we just going to let that go over our head that this old ass man was facilitating all this bullshit? So the assistant, although I believe what he's saying, but who paid you off and told you that you wasn't going to go to jail or press charges for this shit? Like, who guaranteed you some freedom for you to say all this stupid shit? Because honestly, or are you only speaking out because you got fired? Like, what happened? The assistant, I'm not really buying the assistant, man. I'm not buying the shit with the assistant. Now, here's when, okay, so So the show keeps going on, and I'm like, okay, so literally during this whole show, like, I'm going back and forth, because I'm feeling some type of way, but then I'm like, you know, it's a lot of bullshit going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's a lot of bullshit going on, but then I'm going back and forth. But I'm like, yo, it's a lot of bullshit going on. And then we run into... Now, see, here's what's going to start getting. See, this is where I want all the women to relax. But this is where the bullshit starts to take off for me. Okay? I'm about to tell y'all, this is where the bullshit starts to take off for me. Okay? This is where the bullshit starts to take off for me. Okay, you got this bitch on the line on the internet, mind you. She the only one that ain't, as of right now, that ain't been fucked by R. Kelly. Okay, I just want to put that out there. Only one. Hold on. She's the only one that ain't been fucked by R. Kelly. But she was the one that was there by everybody who was getting fucked by R. Kelly. She seen everybody getting fucked by R. Kelly, but she ain't got fucked. Okay. Let me break this down. So, Jonte, first of all, this is where you started to lose me. So she first, okay, I'm gonna tell you where she had me, and then she started to lose me. She had me because she said she was a little girl. She met R. Kelly at the school, okay, and then she wanted to be a backup singer. And notice there is a common denominator with almost all of these women. They all wanted to be artists that never made it. Never made it. And the only artist that made it, granted she was young, is not alive to speak out. Okay? I just want to put that in perspective. But she wanted to be a backup singer, okay? And her best friend would sing with R. Kelly. And then apparently R. Kelly would make her and her best friend go and bring girls back to the studio or just go find girls. And at the time, she didn't think that they were young girls because she was a young girl, so she would just go find her friends. And one day, she walked into the studio and saw her friend bent over while R. Kelly was recording, getting fucked. Also, this is the same lady who said that they were on the tour bus. They were on the tour bus, and everybody was laying in their beds, and it was time to play Prank Time, whatever the fuck that is. And then the doors just flew open of R. Kelly's room, and a lid was bent over taking dick. Of course, she saw it. And she the only one that saw it, because that's the only story that we've heard this. But it was a bunch of people on the bus playing Prank Time. Everybody saw it, but she the only one speaking out on it. Aaliyah was over there taking dick. First of all, girl, I don't believe that he didn't have sex with Aaliyah. I believe he did have sex with Aaliyah. But I also believe if he knew that he shouldn't have been having sex with Aaliyah, his ass wouldn't be stupid enough to be having sex with Aaliyah with the door open, just easily accessible. And if he was that freaky and nasty to just didn't give a fuck if you could walk in and out on a small-ass bus to be fucking Aaliyah, then at that point, he would have told you to join. Because at that point, he's not even trying to be private if he's got poor Aaliyah bent over and the fucking doors is just that easily flung open. He wants somebody to walk in and join. So, girl, if that's the case, why he didn't fuck you? And if he was so, and if he was so much of a predator like that to you, why when you walked in and he was fucking your best friend in the studio, He didn't have you come in there and eat her coochie or something. I mean, why not? They say he do it to everybody else. My thing is, why have you not been fucked or sucked? But you walk in the middle of sex, and what did you do? Just walk out? No. But that's not even what ended her credibility for me. Ended her credibility for me, and I'm so mad that my soundboard went out. What ended her credibility for me was the fact that she said that she basically made Aaliyah. She gave Aaliyah swag. She taught Aaliyah how to present herself. She taught Aaliyah how to dress. See, I could have been with her with everything until she said that bullshit. Girl, look at you and look at Aaliyah. And I'm not even talking about looks. I'm just talking about style. And you talking about you doing this for Aaliyah. Well, girl, where are the pictures? Is there any photos of you and Aaliyah since y'all were so close? Where are the photos of you and Aaliyah? Why do you dress like that? Girl, you did not make Aaliyah. Like, that's when I was like, okay, this bitch is in denial. So the truth is, I'm going to tell you what the tea is with her. I'm going to tell you what the truth is with her. The truth is with her is she was a backup singer, or she wanted to be a backup singer. Her friends sung better. Aaliyah was probably cuter. R. Kelly liked all the other girls more, and he gave them better positions within his little team. And she was bitter about it. So she's taking the first opportunity to speak out. Because why the girl that was getting fucked ain't spoke out? Why are you speaking out and you ain't got fucked at all? Why are you on the show? All you are was a witness to the girls getting fucked. We don't need to talk to you, bitch. We need to talk to the bitches that was getting fucked. Because you talking about a bunch of hearsay. Like, when it just sounds like you mad that he picked Aaliyah over you. Or it sounds like you're a little upset that he chose your friend over you. Because let's be very, very clear. A lot of these girls knew what they were doing. Now let's move here. Let's move. What's her name? Let's move to her. Now, Lizette. I believe Lizette. But again, Lizette wanted to be a singer. And Lizette said herself that her friend was like, well, she met R. Kelly in the mall. She was like, this is R. Kelly. She told her friend, I think that's R. Kelly. And her friend was like, oh, girl, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. So we're going to go get your hair done. We're going to do this. We're going to get you all made up. Now let's be clear here. Now, I wasn't 17 back then, but I was 17 at one point. And I know my 17 really looked like a good 18 if I was really, especially in women, when they were trying to get dolled up and get attention from men. And in 2019, 17 looked 25. Okay? Listen, and again, I'm not justifying anything R. Kelly has done. But I want to put out there that a lot of these women and parents are knowingly doing these things and putting themselves out there. And when it no longer is beneficial to them or they're not getting what they expect, all of a sudden, they were a minor. He's preying on them. But it was all good when you told your friend that you was with R. Kelly and you went and got your hair done and got all dressed up and you went back to the hotel and you probably told your mom that you was going to go meet up with R. Kelly and your mom told you, okay, wear these shoes and wear this dress and let you wear makeup to go meet with R. Kelly. I'm just at the point where I'm just saying this Lizette girl, her story, she wanted to be a singer. So she went up and met with R. Kelly. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know about y'all, but and we're not even going to lie here. I started having sex at 17. And everybody that I had sex with was not 17. Okay? Some of them was older than me. 17 is that age where it's way too close to 18. You get what I'm saying? And somebody, and when people are 17, a lot of times you can't even tell your kid anything at 17 because they already feel like, well, they're about to be 18. They're grown. So a lot of them feel like they have a mind of their own, and as a parent, you don't even know, even if the parents were on the straight and narrow. So what I'm saying is a lot of these girls knew what they were getting themselves into because they thought it was going to be a great opportunity. Now, R. Kelly, on the other hand, manipulated them and fucked them and used them as sexual objects 100%. But we cannot negate from the fact that he didn't just take her hostage. She willingly went. And to me, this girl, her story, it doesn't sound like she just was feeling some type of way because R. Kelly was sleeping with her. It sounds like she was feeling some type of way because R. Kelly wasn't giving her enough attention. Like, it sounds like she wanted to be the main girl, and she thought her career, and she was going to fuck her way to the top. And he wasn't giving her that. He probably promised her that and saw that she was willing to get fucked for a music deal. He didn't give it to her. And then she clearly said he would fly in from city to city from time to time. So obviously he did not live where she lived. He would fly to Miami and fuck her and go home. She felt some type of way because she was a 17-year-old groupie. So I get it. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you knew you was fucking R. Kelly. You liked that you was fucking R. Kelly, but the thing was, you thought that R. Kelly was going to give you a music career, or you thought you was going to be his girlfriend. And when you realized that he was fucking everybody, and then you got the mono and all the bullshit, then you like, oh, fuck no, I'm speaking out. He got me fucked up. And you know what? And you know what, Lizette? I'm with you. Motherfucker gave me an STD, bitch. I'll be with you. So you should speak out, but understand, you knew your role. You played the role. You was mad. You thought you was going to be more than just a, oh, okay, I'm in town. And I get it. So I understand that. So I'm not totally shitting on Lizette because she felt some type of way, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. So we'll give Lizette that. Now, here's the one that that I kind of got a little bit, okay. 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 Now, her here, Lisa Van Allen, y'all not going to like what I'm about to say about her. Okay, I'm not going to say that. Oh, I was about to say something really, really, really disrespectful because she knew exactly what she was doing. She even told her mom because he... This time, R. Kelly even fucking, at this point, he asked permission. He was like, well, shit, is your mom going to let you come to Chicago? And she told her mom she wanted to go. And I think she wanted to be a singer, too. And she even said on the show that her mom couldn't stop her. And her mom knew that she would not be able to stop her from going. So, what the fuck do you want? Like, if the girl is willing to go, I understand R. Kelly again, R. Kelly is trash for just even doing it. But if the bitch is willing to go and told her mom, listen, I'm going, if you like it or not, to go be with R. Kelly, what the fuck? Then you got mad. Well, allegedly, she was just a cum dump. So apparently, in between music video shoots, she would have to go and just service him. He would come in the trailer and she'd suck his dick. He'd fuck her and he'd walk out and he'd come, go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she would be, she made herself available for that. All she did was start telling the sex that she had because she was one of his main freaks. Because then he started opening up like, oh, I want to do threesomes with you. I want to do this. I want to do that. She was with everything. Now, she said she was, she said she was only with it because she didn't want to make him mad or anything, which I understand. But, girl, you've already made up in your mind you're going. You met him at a party. You told your mom you're going if she wants you to or not. You knew that you were fucking R. Kelly. On top of the fact, she even said on the show that it was exciting for a 17-year-old to be fucking him. She said she was excited. She said she was excited. So my point is, although R. Kelly is complete garbage and trash, a lot of these girls need to stop. It's not like he's kidnapping them, is what I'm saying, and saying, you guys are going to be my sex slaves. They're going because they want something, and they're willing to. And they're offering up the pussy in hopes to get be his girlfriend or just to be in the industry. They're offering this shit up, and they're so young they don't realize by offering themselves up, this guy, this manipulator, this older man is mind-fucking them to where then inevitably later on they look up and they realize they've been mind-fucked and trapped. But before they get fucked over in the head, they're offering the shit. They're offering this shit. It's not until after they've offered it that he's mind-fucked them and trapped them. Then he does what he wants with them, which is fucked up too. But they want him because just off of the fact that he's R. Kelly. This girl is the same girl that said she saw, she heard about the Aaliyah situation and thought it would be different because, you know, that was just a one-off. She knew everything she was getting into. You knew everything you was getting into. Like, period. You knew everything you was getting into. Now, I don't know if she knew that she was getting into the 14-year-old. But she knew exactly what she was getting herself into because she willingly got herself into it. Now, I don't know who's the most trash bitch of them all. I think the most trash of them all, garbage, disgusting bitch of them all award. Goes to Sparkle. Sparkle, you mean to sit up here on national TV and give like you are, you made it very clear that you weren't one of them. You're strong-minded. It could never be me. Huh. But R. Kelly was such this artist. You wanted a career so bad. Mind you, what is the going, what the fuck is the going factor here? All these bitches want, and I don't mean bitches in a derogatory term, so let me say all these women wanted something. He didn't just meet every random girl, okay, and take them. All these women wanted something. She was, now, according to her, and according to the Aaliyah's mentor, Javante, Sparkle has been one of the original background singers, okay? One of the original background singers. So you've been there through all the shit, all the girls. You heard about Aaliyah. You heard about Aaliyah. But just one day, you decided to bring your niece over to the studio to meet R. Kelly? Bitch. Okay. Let's let that sink in. I cannot believe you went on TV and did this. I cannot believe she went on TV and said this. You just introduced your 12-year-old or 14-year-old niece to R. Kelly because she was going to be a little, she was like a little Bow Wow rapper. She was going to be a big rapper. Okay. What happened? Why have we never heard of her before or after? Like, we heard nothing. No, what it was, girl, you knew it wasn't going to be you, but you were willing to sacrifice your niece, and you talked to her parents about it. And you said, well, let her meet R. Kelly. He can put her on. And you know how I know Sparkle is full of shit? Because she tried to make it very clear to us that she was watching her the whole time she was in the studio. First of all, you as a grown-ass woman, as grown as you are, and you with R. Kelly, this sexual man he is, knowing that he's already married a 15-year-old or 14-year-old. You bringing a 14-year-old to the studio? You bring a 14-year-old to the studio. Why would you bring a 14-year-old to the studio to hang around a bunch of men? And you, and y'all's singing about sex. Why would your 14-year-old need to be in the studio with a nigga like R. Kelly when you know what his reputation is? You know that he has a thing for young girls. Why? Because you've been there through everything, apparently. So, and if he had so many young girls coming in and out like that, then you know he had a fetish for young girls. So why the fuck would you bring your young niece there? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? If you knew, if he was on the tour bus during the time where he got caught fucking Aaliyah, apparently, then you knew he had a thing for underage girls, and you knew it was a bunch of underage girls on the tour bus. Like, I just feel like it's a contradiction to be like, oh, well, girl, I was one of the original background singers. I've been here through everything, but you didn't see none of these young girls until randomly. Randomly, all of a sudden, you go to the studio one day and your 14-year-old niece is there, and you kind of like, okay. But because she said that R. Kelly talked to the parents, you were okay with it. No, bitch, if you know that it's some bullshit, if you have a gut feeling that it's some bullshit, I don't give a fuck what the parents say. You should have been like, no, this is some bullshit. Just like you were so vocal in making and wanting her to meet R. Kelly, you should have been just as vocal of saying, R. Kelly don't need to be picking her ass up. I don't feel comfortable with it. But no, your job was done. I don't know what the fuck you thought you was getting out of it, because, bitch, you didn't get anything out of it. You're fucking garbage. She's garbage. She's garbage. She's fucking complete garbage. And so now you, but, guess what? You're on TV. And if nothing else, you got the daughter that was pissed on, shitted on, and R. Kelly did all the threesomes with. You got the famous niece, the infamous niece that R. Kelly pissed on. Wow. Guess you can write that in a book later. People ain't shit. I'm telling you, people are not shit. people are not shit. Now, Drea Kelly, did I really talk an hour? Oh my God. I don't even have a picture of her. I don't really like her. I feel like she's a big old clout chaser. I feel like I don't feel like she gives a shit. I think she just wants to be in it. Drea Kelly, and I'm not Drea Kelly, she just wants to be in it. She's really happy that she was married to R. Kelly. She's not going to let that go. Bitch, if you were so battered and abused and all this, why the fuck is your last name still Kelly? Because you want to use that. And every time, any chance that Drea Kelly gets, she's speaking the fuck out. You done been on Hollywood Exes. You done fucking wrote a book. Well, I don't know if she wrote a book, but I feel like the bitch done wrote a book. You done made your way on this show. Everything you do, you talking about R. Kelly. You so happy that you was married to him, but every chance you get, you shit on him. And you was with the bullshit, too. And you knew all the shit was going on, but you try to pretend like he had you locked away, like you didn't really know what was going on one side or the other. You was with the shit, too. I don't like her. But I don't know. Apparently she was being domestically abused, and I have never been that way, so I don't want to. I can't really say what the mindset is of those people that are in domestic. Well, actually, I have been in a domestic relationship before, and I did do some dumb shit and just stay. But I definitely don't bring the nigga up, and I definitely ain't keeping his last name, and I'm definitely not associating with the motherfucker every chance I get. She had two kids by him, right? But let me open up the lines here because I've been running my mouth. Make sure you guys subscribe to this channel, please. Talking about her and irritating me. I think her and Sparkle have really irritated me. Please subscribe right now. It takes nothing to subscribe if you want ear. Shit. Let's get into some things. 563-999-3658. Okay, let's see. And listen, we cannot talk about part two because I have not seen part two yet. And we're not going to be on the line forever because I have to get ready to watch part two. So if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3658. If nobody wants to call in, we're going to get on out of here. Today, they up to part four. Yes. Well, I seen part two. Well, you know, I got to see part three and four. I seen all of yesterday, but again, it don't come. I'm not late. I'm right on time. Actually, I'm early because I live on the West Coast, which means the shit ain't came on. All right, y'all. So we're gonna get on out of here. I love you guys for watching. Thanks for subscribing. Until next time, this is the greatest show on YouTube. Oh, somebody done called in. See, y'all want to do that when I be about to hang up. Let me get it. 925-4696. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, I know who this is. What's going on?
So, you know Barry was married to Gladys Knight, right?
Which one is Barry?
Barry was R. Kelly's manager, the one that introduced him to Aaliyah, because that was her
guy. Right, brother. Okay, okay, yes, okay. So I'm not great with names. Okay, so, okay.
And I also feel the same way. I'm not feeling Andrea.
No, I don't like her either. I don't like her, but I don't like Sparkle.
Sparkle wasn't too bad, but I mean, when she heard the door knock and Andrea wanted to come outside to get something to eat, that was pretty cold.
Yeah, she's right. But then you still introduced your daughter, your niece to him.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, thank you.
And then you felt that it didn't make any sense when you came there and she was there by herself.
Right. That makes zero fucking sense. And didn't say nothing. But you continue to make music. And then you brought your knees.
Yeah. And then another thing is, it seemed like all of the women, like you said, were out. They either wanted to be a backup dancer or some type of singer.
They
and
wanted
then they
to
mad
be
because he didn't make them no career.
No, and then the one was so mad that she tried to basically say she created Aaliyah. That's how you. She was hella mad.
But
she just
to
went
me,
out there
these
and
ones
said
that
it.
these girls that just now recently are talking to him, who has R. Kelly made in the last 20 years? Aaliyah was 20 years ago. So why would you prostitute your daughter, pimp your daughter basically to R. Kelly? R. Kelly hasn't made anybody.
Well, maybe they feel like they can get some money if all this shit comes rolling over and boiling over and they can fucking get into the R. Kelly molested, raped my daughter scandal. They can get some of that money. Maybe they can get some
of
that money.
Well, that's what's happened. Yeah, because R. Kelly has not, he has no protege. I mean, there's no one in the last 20 years that he hasn't even had his own album out.
Right. Well, now you got everybody calling.
So none of it makes any sense.
Well, thank you, Carla. We got to wrap this shit up because everybody going to call now and have me on here for 2 hours, and I'm not doing that. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. 609-500, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I can't believe I got through.
Yes, you did.
Well, I'm at work right now, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I stay tuned. So, listen, let's talk. What in the Stevie J mess is this? Because this sounds like some Stevie J mess, right?
Right.
And, you know, back in the day, that's like what they did was, you know, pimp girls out and sleep with girls and just do all types of underage stuff. And, you know, he was abusive with Eve and, you know, we're not going to go down that road, but I'm just saying it's very similar. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sparkle, that bitch. Ugh. Sorry for cursing, but I just, ugh. Oh my gosh. It just really bothers me. And it just disgusts me how she just pimped out her niece like that.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I would never forget something crazy happened with one of my nieces. She got married, and she told me on her father's wedding day, and I, like, kind of kept it under the wraps. But then he ended up finding out some way, somehow, and then he was just like, you know, if I'm not around, that's your child too. You know what I mean? So you have to, like, protect her and stuff. So that just kind of flashed
say that
me
again.
Back.
What did you say? Wait, what?
So being that is my brother's daughter, and being that she's telling me, and the boy is telling me that, hey, we got married, blah, 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 it was my job to kind of step in as an aunt. Right.
Okay.
So, pimping out her niece like that,
mm-hmm.
is just like, well, bitch, being that they weren't even around, that's your child now. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Right.
Those are their eyes. You know what I'm saying? You're their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have children, so I can't even imagine. I don't have any girls, thank God. You know, nothing wrong with girls. You know, but I'm straight with all four of my boys. But I'm just saying. You know, this whole scandal, this whole situation is just disgusting. He's like Law and Order SWV with criminal minds mixed with identity, mixed with all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? He's real
R.
sick.
R. Kelly should definitely be in jail, and that's ridiculous
definitely.
That he's not in jail. I think that's crazy, and I think that's why a lot of people are having issues. With it, because if he was maybe white or something like, or the women were white, he would be probably dead by now.
Right. Agreed. I think he's way worse than what's his name, Bill Cosby. Look, we done forgot about damn Bill Cosby with this coming out. You know.
Right.
He's way worse than him. So, but anyway,
right.
I just love your show, and
thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's keep it going because the shit's about to come on. All right. 336-6359. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I have to let you know that me and my daughter watch you, and she forced me to call in. Her name is Carmen.
Shout out to Carmen.
Listen, please shout out to Carmen because she said, Mom, please, please, please. I know he's hanging up, but call Armand because she thinks
yes.
you are super entertaining. I know you have some language, but, you know, it's time for her to get the real deal, you know. She going to hear
yeah.
it anyway, so, you know. But, you know, I am going to comment. I'm going to keep some relevancy to your topic. I do not agree with the mom of Aaliyah at all. You are 100% accurate. It's not even just the fact that she was not watching her child. I mean, spiritually, you can feel when something is off. There's
yeah.
no way you're going to let your daughter be with no grown man in the first place. That's number one. But number two, you felt his spirit, okay? He didn't just wake up and he's a pedophile. He's been a pedophile way before Aaliyah. You felt it in your spirit. You felt something was off. And like you said, she probably had her all dressed up. She probably had her going over there looking all good. Ooh, girl, go get this record deal. Go get this money. Go do this, go do that. No way. If
right.
I had my daughter, she's not even going nowhere. Like, who is R. Kelly? She's not even going to the mall by herself. She's not even going to play in the yard by herself. But you mean to tell me you got her around this pedophile? And you
right.
you gonna put out a statement, and your statement was hella whack. I hope she's listening to your show. The statement is hella whack. Oh, everybody else was around R. Kelly inappropriately, but not my daughter. No
right.
freaking way. Okay,
and
no
but he married your daughter. But your daughter is the one that he married and got pictures with, and they on TV shows doing interviews and shit.
Hmm.
Like, girl, get out of here with the bullshit.
Get out of here with the bullshit, okay? And the only reason why he has not remarried any of these other girls is because we all know there's deception there. There's a reason why he married Aaliyah. We can't confirm it. It could be that pregnancy that's rumored.
Yeah.
It could be for a number of reasons to get out of legal trouble. There's definitely a reason because back in those days, pedophilia would have been very out of line. Like nowadays, mm-hmm. it's just like it's accepted. It would never have been accepted back then. So he would have been scared. He would have felt nervous. And he would have definitely wanted to get himself out of that horrible situation. He's a black man. In that era, he would have been harshly judged. Why you think Bill Cosby
all right,
is Carl. Now coming out? Okay.
I love
okay,
you. Thank
so.
You.
No,
bye.
I love you, Armand. And hold on. I'm going to give you a hi.
Tell your daughter I said hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Carmen?
Okay, she's nervous. She's nervous. I love you,
okay,
though.
Okay, it's okay. Bye.
You,
see ya.
Bye, boo.
All right, last one. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
What's going on? What's going on, Mishi?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good. What you got to say?
Yeah, let's get into some things. So you definitely called this whole thing. Now, I haven't watched it, don't plan on watching it, but, you know, I've caught snippets here and there, and I do know, you know, the what's what. And everyone that is in any way involved, like you pretty much broke down, knew what was going on. These young girls are sold into, you know, the whole Hollywood, if you can even get to that point. Because at this point, they weren't even getting into Hollywood. It was just like, you know, R. Kelly's little sick, you know, twisted, you know, playground. But that's what's happening, is that these parents, you know, uncles, aunties, whatever, they're selling their children into the situation. They're coming into that situation looking for a come up, and that's really what it is you know, pimping children out. And it's sad, it's horrible, but, you know, that's what Hollywood is, that's what they do, And I do want to say, you know, with your last caller, she was right too, but I do want to say that pedophilia is not regular. It's not looked at as normal. They want you to think that. That's what they're pushing for, is for you to think that. But that's not the case. Raping little children, no, not okay. And even if they're younger, you know what I mean? When it's like, you know, if it's an older person dealing with a minor, that's still abuse, you know, it's statutory rape. You can't just be doing that because you are older and they may have the body of an adult, but they have the mind of a minor. No, no, no. It's not okay. And I also wanted to say that when you were talking about the couple fits, how you, there's a picture of them that's been taken, R. Kelly and Aaliyah. And it shows them in Mickey Mouse couple tees. You know what I'm saying? They're like in their couple fits.
Oh, wow.
And we all, I mean, many people don't know, but Disney is, you know, just the complete child rapist, you know, sex child trafficking place.
Yes.
And yes. So them in those Mickey hats and Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Yes, that was a song about the fact that Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was written for, because Aaliyah was in love with him, but again, she was abused. She doesn't know. She was sold off. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't have the mental capacity of an adult, even if you think things are okay, it's not, because that's why you're a minor, and that's why adults are supposed to be the ones that don't do this, because they know better. So all of this is just, you know, us getting the peek in. And like you said, everyone who's speaking out now, even if they had spoken out then, really nothing would have happened, because shit, people are speaking out now, his ass is still out. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it would have made that much of a difference. But what you're saying now, with everyone being like, well, let me just tell you the story. Yeah, that's it. But the only difference is everyone telling you the story now is telling you what happened, but they're not telling you about what benefits they reaped from bringing these young girls to him. Because I'm sure every single one that was in it either saw it, knew it, or was bringing, you know, multiple, you know, newbies in to have their date, you know, with him as well. So you're on point.
All right, make sure you do that.
As usual.
Thank you.
Definitely love you.
Love you too. Thanks for calling. You know I love you.
Bye.
Moderator. Bye. All right, last caller. Area code 312-3152. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? You're the last caller.
Yeah. I'm good. I actually live in Chicago. I only live 10 minutes away from his old high school, and it's actually just like a known fact that he used to be over there just, like, scouting girls and getting girls. Like, it was just, like, a commonplace thing. So it's, like as they said on the video, so it's, like, I just like the last caller said, I believe that even people, if people were to speak out, which there were people that were speaking out, they weren't believed, or either they settled out of court. Like, if you go to...
What about the teacher? What about the teacher? What about the old-ass teacher that's just now deciding to speak out today?
No, she's been speaking out. There have been people that spoke out, but it's like, since it's R. Kelly, and since like, you know, the girls are too thing, or the parents are being paid off, nobody's like, you know, everybody just turns a blind eye. And even after this, I believe even after all this, people will continue. Because even now, when I'm looking at social media, it's like people are still saying, oh, well, I'm still going to listen to his music. And, you know, that doesn't change anything for me, because it's like, what about the white people or the white guys that are, you know, committing these crimes? Because it's like people are sick. Like,
right.
It's just sickening to me. And
well,
it's like, and that's what this sort of stuff continues to happen, because people keep on turning a blind eye. You have to remember, these 15, 14, 16-year-olds don't have the same level of discernment of these 20-something and 30-something-year-olds. Like, it's crazy to me that people think that these teenagers are supposed to have this level of knowledge of how, you know, grown-ups work, and they're equally responsible when they're not.
Hey, I feel you, caller. Thank you. We got to wrap it up, because I got to catch the next episode. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. We got into some things.